Welcome to Agriculture In Depth, presented by Sioux Nation in Fort Pierre and by Kimball Livestock Exchange. I'm DRG Media Group News and Farm Director Jody Heemstra. My guest is U.S. Secretary of Agriculture Tom Vilsack. We'll hear from him after this.
Cattlemen, when you're looking to buy and sell cattle, look no further than Kimball Livestock Exchange in Kimball, South Dakota. At Kimball Livestock Exchange, you'll find cattlemen working for cattlemen with a sale every Tuesday. If you can't make it to the barn, you can watch the sale live on Cattle USA. Visit KimballLivestockExchange.com to view upcoming sale information. For more sale information or to consign, call the barn at 605-778-6211, Chad at 605-870-0697, or Wade at 605-730-1801.
The United States Department of Agriculture projects U.S. farm sector income will continue to fall in 2024, that after reaching record highs in 2022. During his address at the 2024 Commodity Classic event, Vilsack said his agency is doing all that it can to ensure American farmers can afford to produce the food, feed, fiber, and fuel the world needs.
We've spent a considerable amount of time looking at the challenge that fertilizer provides for all producers. The president directed us to put together a program to begin the process of more domestic production of fertilizer, to help increase supply, reduce our reliance on foreign sources. To date, we've funded 40 projects in 25 states to expand access to the fertilizer supply, to also create more other alternatives, to provide the technology that will allow farmers to better understand what needs to be fertilized and how much, creating more capacity and greater infrastructure. Today, we're adding to that number by announcing yet another project in Florida, a $3.9 million grant to a company that's going to boost the production of phosphate fertilizer, understanding and appreciating that this will add tens of thousands of additional product to the marketplace, which in turn has added, with our recent awards, millions of tons of additional supply, which is one of the reasons why fertilizer costs have moderated a bit. We're not finished. There will be many, many more announcements in this area, but I want you to know that we're focused on trying to help reduce the costs and availability, increase the availability of fertilizer. The last thing I would say is we're also encouraged by the reaction that farmers and ranchers and producers have had to the Climate Smart Agriculture Initiative that was really in a sense launched last year at Commodity Classic when we signed the first two agreements. We've seen farmers step up. We see farmers understand that this is another way of reducing input costs by utilizing the resources from the Climate Smart Agriculture Initiative to essentially pay for climate smart practices, and working with the market to create new value-added opportunities so that producers actually receive a market premium for what they grow. Now, I haven't had a chance to speak much about the Farm Bill. Well, we don't have a Farm Bill yet. Here's my pledge, though. We'll eventually get a Farm Bill, but in order to get a Farm Bill, it's going to be necessary for our policymakers to be creative. The needs are great. The resources are limited, so it's important to utilize every possible creative solution and opportunity. One of those creative solutions and opportunities is to look at ways in which the Commodity Credit Corporation can, as it has in the past, been creatively used to provide the kind of support and help for commodities across the board without the necessity of reducing the conservation resources available under the Inflation Reduction Act, without necessarily going back on the agreement that was reached in terms of the SNAP program when the debt ceiling was raised, that we can and should be utilizing this resource as it was intended when it was created during the Great Depression. It is a creative tool that will give the flexibility and opportunity for our policymakers to try to meet the significant needs that you all have identified as being important to modernizing our Farm Bill.
Safety in your cattle operation is imperative to not only you, but your cattle as well. From front to back, from tube to chute, AeroQuip cattle chutes go through extensive testing to ensure reliability and safety. With an extremely user-friendly design, you're in for a smooth operation every time. AeroQuip cattle chutes are the safe equipment you can trust every step of the way. That's one benefit, but not all. For more information, see Sioux Nation in Fort Pierre, South Dakota.
You know, there's a great philosopher by the name of George Bernard Shaw who once said that some people look at things as they are and say, why? But others dream of things that never were and say, why not? So I come to the Commodity Classic today to ask you to dream along with us about more exports to more customers worldwide, about more biofuels to more customers here at home, about more sustainable aviation fuel linked to and produced by you, the American producer, about more fertilizer produced here in the U.S. with less reliance on that which is produced elsewhere, about more climate-friendly agriculture that reduces costs and increases profits, about more new and better markets that provide opportunities for small and mid-sized producers and new and beginning farmers, about a farm bill, a budget, a commodity credit corporation, and an IRA tool that can be used creatively by our policymakers to make it easier for you to do what you need to do. And most important of all, I dream of the day when every single farm family and every ranch family in this great country can do what they love to do, and then to be able to sit around the coffee table, the dining room table, with their sons and daughters and their grandchildren, and be able to say to them that, yes, you too will have that opportunity, and your children and their children will have that opportunity to continue to be among the most productive and best farmers, ranchers, and producers in the world. You, the farmers, ranchers, and producers of the United States, are at the foundation and at the center of what has become the greatest nation on earth, and we need to make sure that you continue to be able to make that contribution.
With Agriculture In Depth, brought to you by Kimball Livestock Exchange and by Sioux Nation in Fort Pierre, I'm DRG Media Group News and Farm Director Jody Heemstra.